Decline isn't a word that comes up often on a sports show, which is weird because it seems to come up everywhere else.
If you Google decline, you'll see references to the American political system, the arts, the middle class, cow milk consumption. Likewise, it's been a truism among even passing fans of the NBA that the league's annual dunk contest has been in a long-term funk.
So Charles Bethea, he's a freelance writer and regular contributor to The New Yorker. He decided to call up a bunch of former NBA greats and ask them if the dunk contest is in decline. One of those players was the always talkative TNT analyst Charles Barkley.
And incredibly, he couldn't even think of a quote-unquote great dunker in the league right now. He sat there for a minute and couldn't think of one.
Did he actually stop talking for a minute, or did he just...
He really did.
Writer Ben Blatt noticed, too. He studied the phenomenon back in 2012 for the Harvard Sports Analysis Collective.
Essentially, you know, using very basic statistical analysis, you can say that the quality of players participating in it has declined.
And fans were starting to catch on. Zach Edward is a BYU student who says he's a fan of whatever team currently employs LeBron James.
I do remember watching the one with Blake Griffin where he jumped over the car.
That was Blake Griffin of the Clippers back in 2011.
That's a great-looking car.
That is a good-looking car.
That is a great-looking car.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. I thought it was a gimmick, and I honestly, I thought most people in the NBA could jump over the hood of a car and dunk it.
So I think we've pretty well established that the glory days of the NBA dunk contest are over. We will never again see anything like Michael Jordan and Dominique Wilkins battling it out to the delight of adoring fans, right? Wrong. After the event last Saturday night, Wilkins tweeted, "The dunk contest is back," with 3 exclamation points.
If he says so, I believe him.
Runner-up Aaron Gordon of the Orlando Magic jumped so high that he would have earned the bronze medal in the high jump at the 2012 Olympics. And the dunk that won?
It was a dunk by Zach LaVine of the Minnesota Timberwolves, who happened to have won last year. He did the foul line dunk, but he added an element. He took the ball through his legs. If you thought Jordan's dunk was impressive, you have to think that this one was even more so.
So does this bring it back, or does it still not have the same gravitas that it had before? Because these guys, I mean, I wasn't even sure if it was LaVine or LaVine.
Oh boy, now maybe you're calling me out here. Let's table that one for now.
Okay, so maybe the dunk contest isn't exactly back, because at least for now, star players like LeBron James aren't signing up. But while the stars stay away from the dunk contest, some of the NBA's most prominent players showed up for last Saturday night's penultimate event, the three-point contest.